Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I'm your host, Tiffany Monique, and tonight we have another incredible guest. It just keeps going and going and going. Yesterday we had Beyonce's right-hand choreographer. I mean, I'm sure you've seen her in Single Ladies. She's been on all the documentaries. She's been everywhere with her, the big redhead. We had her yesterday. So you can always listen to the show on blogtalkradio.com/embracelifemedia. And Monday, we'll be having our Motivated Monday. It's going to be It's Rich Girls. Her name is Vanessa, but we know her by It's Rich Girls on Instagram. She is an entrepreneur. She started a clothing line for her daughter. I believe her daughter, Jada Malone will be on the show as well. They have a apparel line for children. So we'll have her, and then we will have Vanessa of It's Rich Girls on Monday. Before we go any further, make sure you're following on Instagram, Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-I, underscore M is in Mary, I'm saying my email, underscore Monique. So Tiffany underscore Monique, and make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube at Embrace Life Media. Now I see the new subscribers. Hey, what's up, everyone? Now, before we get into the show today, I just want to talk about, because of course I always share my thoughts, what's going on with the day, inspirational message, what have you. And my son, he's 10 years old. And I have decided with all of the racism going on, these killings with our blacks being killed by police, and just I feel like we're getting back to a point where we need to start embracing where we come from. And so I decided, I told my son, pick a number between 1 and 10, and of course he picked 7. So we take 7 minutes a day, and we go on YouTube, on TV, and I teach him about his history. So I've been teaching him about the kings and queens of Africa before we were captured and imprisoned, in a sense, before we were slaves. And so today he told me he was in class and they were learning about slavery, and he raised his hand and he said, "Can we learn about before we were slaves?" And I thought that was so powerful, and I have to salute my 10-year-old son, because I had to let him know, you have to know where you come from to know who you are, to know where you're headed. So parents out there, please do not depend on the school system to raise your children, to groom your children, to teach them about history. I appreciate the fact that they want to teach about slavery. Okay, that was a part of our history, but that was not the only part of history. In fact, we were powerful beyond measure, and that's what I really, really want my son to get. So he raised his hand. He said, "Can we learn about that?" Then he actually started educating the teacher. He said, "Well, did you know we were kings and queens before slavery, and one of the richest person, not man or woman, but this has been recorded today, the richest person who has ever lived on this planet was a black king." He was a black king. And my son said, "Well, did you know that the richest person ever lived?" And he said his name was Mansa Musa. So please teach your children about that if you don't know. And the teacher said to him, he said, "Well, does anyone else know?" So nobody raised their hand, and he looked around, and he just raised his hand, and he said, "Well, one person, no, I know." And he said, "Well, we're not," he said, "well, we," I'm skipping ahead of myself because I'm just feeling so enraged and just emotional about it. But he told him, he said, "Yeah, well, nobody else knows about that." And he said, "Yeah, well, regardless of who he was, they were still brought over here." And so my son, he felt, you know, not defeated, but this is supposed to be a person of influence. And he said he was speechless because he got a point. I mean, we were slaves and they did, you know, I can't even, just give me one second. they did captivate us. They did capture us. And so he said he was speechless. But I had to tip my son off to him. I had to tip my hat off to my son for just taken the initiative to challenge his teacher and to actually teach his class about something. So regardless if they went into detail and they learned about that, my son educated the class on that. And so shout out to Yuri. And that's his name. Yuri J is what we call him. Yuri Jabbar is his name. But that just had me like, what? This is crazy, but I love the fact that my son did that. So salute to him. And parents, please teach your kids and let them know and don't depend on the system again. And I will say that again. So that also leads me to tonight's guest. She goes, well, her name is Angelica Sweeting, and she has done this marvelous creation. And I was on Facebook the other day, and I don't know, something just, I don't even know what made me post this, but I said something about my mother being a hell of a woman because I have to tip my hat off to her. She had me at 13 years old, so we weren't that far apart in age. But one thing that my mother did do was she did not allow me to play with Barbie dolls that did not, or baby dolls that did not resemble myself, reflect myself. And I believe that that built so much confidence within myself. I never had a complexion complex. I never had, like, any type of self-esteem or compared myself. Now, my cousins, if they were light-skinned, then they can have a white doll, I guess, because that was the closest thing to them. But my mother didn't even allow it in her house. And so I have to tip my hat off to her for that, too. Why am I stuttering today? And that just leads me to the guest. So then I see a couple of posts, or I don't even know where I seen it. I think I seen it on Facebook, and I spelled it wrong on here. It's Naturally Perfected Dolls. But I seen it on Facebook where someone came up with this beautiful creation called Naturally Perfect Dolls. And I'm just going to let her tell her story. So if you have any questions, if you have any comments or questions, you can call at 347-994-1870. And without further ado, Angelica, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. Welcome to Embrace Life Media. I'm Tiffany Monique, and I'm so honored to have you on tonight's show.
Awesome. I'm so glad just for this opportunity and to be speaking with you. I'm excited.
Yes, and it's like amazing to me that we had already booked you for the show, but I'm starting to see your name, A Naturally Perfect Dolls, more and more. Like, it's making, I Googled it this morning, and it's like a few hours ago to writing articles on you, and it's like spreading. So congratulations for that.
Thank you so much.
What prompted your creation for those who don't know?
So the Angelica doll, Naturally Perfect Dolls, was inspired by my daughter Sophia. So Sophia is now 4, but she was 3 at the time. And she came home from school. It was book fair day, and she had 3 Barbie books. Now, I am not a fan of Barbie, never have been, but she bought the books while she was at school. And on the way home, we were riding in the car, and she just started to say, "Mommy, I hate my hair. I want my hair to look like Barbie. Mommy, you know, I hate my skin tone. Why am I so dark?" And I was just devastated. I was devastated that my daughter at such a young age could be so aware of her skin tone and her outer appearance and her hair and how she looked. So my husband literally, like, rolled the windows down and threw the books out of the car. And, you know, we just really started to evaluate what we were exposing our daughter to and monitoring what she sees on TV. And, you know, with these kids, they love Elsa, they love Barbie, and it's hard because we don't want to shut them out from the world, but we also, you know, just want them to see a reflection of themselves. So, of course, we started at home. We started to do daily affirmations, you know, just standing in the mirror while she was getting dressed or brushing her teeth, just reminding her of how beautiful she is, you know, how much her hair is unique and different. So it started at home, but then we, you know, I thought, well, let's make a doll that actually reflects her beauty in other young girls, because when we go shopping for black dolls now, yes, there are black dolls with natural hair, but few of them have features that are true to women of color and hair that is true to us as well. So that's what prompted the Angelica doll and how it all got started.
Now, I think I may have misheard. How old did you say your daughter was? She was 4 when she said she wanted her skin and her hair to be another color.
She was 3 at the time. She's 4 now.
Oh, she was 3. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's so deep to me because, like you said, we don't want to shelter our children from the world. And, of course, what we see on Disney and, you know, different characters, like my son asked me the other day, how come we don't have any black superheroes? Like,
right.
So I decided to do daily affirmations as well. I just write it on a board. I make him say it every single day. And now I'm just teaching him about his history. But how does that make you feel that we really don't have that in the outside world, a lot of support?
Man, it's heartbreaking that, you know, this has never really been done before. And we have gotten a lot of comments like that, like, wow, it's taken this long for us to get to this point where we're truly making dolls that, you know, reflect our beauty. And I don't know why it hasn't happened sooner, but I'm glad that, you know, our family can kind of be the stepping stone to that, or at least starting to get there.
So how soon did you say, okay, because I just really applaud you for not only doing the daily affirmations and installing that beauty into your child, but you actually took some pretty massive action by creating a whole entire doll. Like, do you know what you're really, really doing? You're changing lives here and generations to come. That's so amazing.
Yeah, I didn't. When I got, you know, I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit, and I was like, okay, let's just do this. Let's make a doll. Let's see how hard or, you know, easy it can be. It's actually really difficult. And let's kind of just go for it. As I'm reading, you know, after we launched our Kickstarter, I started to realize the impact that we were going to make on the world and on little girls. And I am still in complete awe of all the messages and the comments and you know, what we're really doing. So it really is just now starting to hit me.
And what's your daughter's name? I don't want to keep saying your daughter. I know you have two.
No,
so
Sophia is 4, and then I have a daughter, Sydney, she'll be 2 in a couple weeks. And then I also have a daughter from my husband's previous relationship, a stepdaughter. She's 12, and her name is Jada.
Okay, Jada. So Sophia mm-hmm. and Sydney and Jada,
mm-hmm.
how has the
mm-hmm.
doll affected them now? Like, do they even know what their parents are doing? And how has it affected their self-esteem? And just, but not only that, but you guys created it.
Right.
You're like
so
a hero.
An interesting mm-hmm. fact is, you know, or something that is interesting is that the doll's face was actually molded and sculpted from my face and from Sophia's face because we wanted to ensure that it really had features that were true to women of color. And I don't think that my daughters quite realize what is going on, but they absolutely love to play with the doll and to do her hair. We'll have, you know, a couple nights a week, we'll look on YouTube and do tutorials on the doll's hair and, you know, just really make it fun. And, you know, my daughter now says, oh, Mom, a doll that looks like me, I love her, you know. And, you know, she just wants to share with other little girls so they have, you know, a similar experience. And my daughter's confidence has completely transformed. Like, completely. We can stand in the mirror now. Right. We can stand in the mirror now. She'll just be like, Mommy, I'm beautiful. I love my hair. I'm talented. I'm unique. I'm different. And it really just, you know, as a mother is just something really, because I want her to walk through life with confidence and just knowing that she's beautiful.
And one of the reasons why I had sent an invite to have you on the show is because although a lot of mothers, parents, daughters, what have you, they should do these daily affirmations, a lot of people don't. And I think it's really, really important. But how important do you think it is? And what exactly, if you don't mind sharing, what affirmations do you have your daughter repeat every day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's something no child should go without during the day. You know, parents affirming them and also them affirming themselves. So we'll keep it really simple because, you know, she's still very, very young. So we'll just do 3 to 4 affirmations every morning. And it'll be just as simple as, I love my hair, or I think I'm beautiful. I'm a good sharer. I'm a good friend. You know, I'm a child of God. You know, just things that are, you know, simple that they can understand and that they can move forward with during the day. Like, they just, I just try to keep it simple at this point. As they get older, you can get a little deeper and you can go into, you know, you can discuss different things about things that they may not like about themselves and discuss why they don't like them and then include that into the daily affirmation. So they're getting a full range of things that they can affirm about themselves.
Did your parents do that with you?
They didn't. They didn't.
And I seen in the video that you were saying you were just now starting to embrace your beauty and really, like, accept, you know, your natural beauty. What do you think it took for you to get to that point?
I think for me, you know, it really just took, I had to stop looking at everyone else. And, you know, as I started my natural hair journey, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, it really transforms you. And I've, you know, chopped my hair off at least 3 or 4 times, and every time it's, you know, an awakening of myself, and it just, you know, it makes me just look at myself and not my hair and everything else that I come with. And, you know, it's just hard, you know, just as little girls are getting fed, you know, dolls and this one type of image, so are we as adults. So it really just takes, you know, looking away from that and looking inside and, you know, really just accepting who you are, what you look like, and being good with that.
And I ask that question because social media doesn't make it any better. I mean, people are comparing themselves and actually having low self-esteem because they're looking at
right.
a picture and they're feeling like they're not that person, or, you know, we don't know what their lives are. So I think it's just time for
right.
us to get back to the basics for those who are listening and start to love and embrace who you are and forget about, like you said, everything else that you see and that's portrayed in the media and social media included in that. I see your husband is also very supportive, Mr. Natural. Is that what he calls that, Mr. Natural? Perfect.
Yeah.
So you guys are partners?
Yeah, I could not have done this without him. He is a musician and producer by trade. He's very skilled, but he also, you know, is just really good with other things. And January this year, I decided to quit my job and to pursue this full time because I knew it just wouldn't be what I wanted to be if I wasn't dedicating all the time that I had to it. So, you know, he has really just been so valuable keeping our family afloat and, you know, just continuing to make sacrifices. And he's helped design, you know, all of our promo material, and he produced the Naturally Perfect song to go with our Kickstarter. And he's just been with me every step of the way, you know, helping me make major decisions about the doll. So I love working with him. He's tough sometimes, but I couldn't have done it without him.
That's amazing to have a partner, and to quit your job is like a very, very, very courageous thing to do to pursue it. So let's get into the entrepreneurial side of it, because this show really is based on entrepreneurs and just giving tips and tidbits and helping people to kickstart their whatever entrepreneurial route they want to take. And you said you've always been an entrepreneur at heart. Have you ever done any other businesses or started anything before this?
You know, I've had other ideas, but nothing that has, you know, come to fruition like this. Nothing that, you know, I've had a live prototype and, you know, we were, you know, just selling it to the masses. So, no, this is really my first endeavor, I guess, to this extent.
So what's a typical day like if you had to – if you had to actually quit your job to go in full time, how did you make it come to life? Like, I'm assuming you just had to just indulge yourself into it. But for those who don't know, we just want to know, how did you, what did you do to get to where you are?
Right. So for me, the sacrifice really didn't come with money. It came with just pure time and dedication to the project. Our manufacturers are overseas, so normally I would be sleeping when they're awake. So a lot of the things I really had to do at 2 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the morning. And then during the day, you know, I have my daughters at home, so it would be homeschooling, you know, keeping the house and trying to work and take phone calls and, you know, do all that stuff during the day still, and then, you know, do bedtime and then get back to work or try to catch a few hours of sleep. So I really had to, like you say, indulge myself completely into the project to get it where it is now in such a short time span.
Yeah, that was another thing I was going to ask, because you said Sophia, she made this comment at 3 and she's only 4 and you already have a whole creation going on. So you really, really took it to the heart and made it happen in a very, very short period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, I read this book. It's called The Lean Startup by Eric Ries, and it's completely changed, you know, my entrepreneurial mindset. And it's pretty much just saying, you know, start your business as lean as possible, you know, get the prototype and start selling to, you know, see if there's really a demand for it. So that's really the mantra I stuck with, you know, during the past 6 months. And I got really creative and, you know, just did a lot of research. I say that there's a power in being broke because you don't have a lot of money to spend. So you just get really creative, do a lot of research, and come up with what you can with what you have.
And I also seen on Kickstarter, I mean, a lot of people are behind you and supporting this. Did you ever see that happening so fast? Because I think I read somewhere where you raised almost $20,000 in 2 days.
Yeah, we met our goal within 3 days. So we did $25,000 in 3 days. I never expected it to go this fast, you know. We gave ourselves 30 days to do the campaign, and we were like, okay, we have 30 days to raise $25,000. I think that's doable. But for us to be on day 8 and we're just shy of $50,000 is absolutely insane.
It is. And I don't want to – well, I got to say look at God, because I just think that it's all – I give glory to that. So how do you feel about the Lord and God or whoever, whatever you believe in? I'm not judging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely believe in God. He has led us through this entire journey. You know, the last 120 days up until this point have literally been toughest days of my life. I thank him for a husband that would pray over me during the night and motivate me in the morning. I thank him for always, you know, just keeping our family during the really, really rough patches, which has been the last 120 days. And we didn't know that how it would happen. You know, we just prayed that it would happen. So for it to happen like this, you know, you really can't say anything except look at God from our perspective, because we didn't do it on our own at all. So it has been, man, we're just so grateful, and we realize that what we're doing is way bigger than us. So we honestly do thank God in this journey. It has been a great one, and, you know, I can't wait to, you know, share our full testimony and everything we've been through. But God has definitely, you know, just kept us, and he is showing out right now.
Yes, he is. And it's just motivation and inspiration for myself and everyone listening. If he can do it for you, he can certainly do it for everyone else who choose to believe and come up with a plan that can serve the greater good, of course. And I just encourage everyone out there listening to never give up and to really put your heart and soul into it and just see what comes out of that. I know it's definitely an inspiration to myself, and it's so needed out here. I think that a lot of our girls are just lost, and they need, it starts in the home, and it starts with something as small as a doll, because I know the effect that it had on me, my mother letting me play with a baby doll that reflected myself, and it helped my self-esteem a lot. But where do you see yourself in the next, I want to say, year, but it's happening so fast. Where do you see yourself in the next few months?
Well, in the next few months, you know, we just want to ensure that we can get this first shipment of dolls done without a hitch. And then after that, we're really just looking into the future of, you know, what we want to do with Naturally Perfect Dolls. We have already had, you know, investors emailing and calling us, you know, just trying to get ready for the Christmas season. And, of course, we just want to be able to expand and help more girls internationally. We've gotten so many emails from Brazil and Europe and Australia just saying, you know, we don't have anything like this for our girls that have Afro hair or, you know, that are mixed with other nationalities. So we just want to make sure we can expand our reach to every little girl globally. So that's what we are working towards. It's going to be a very, very busy year. The first 5 days of the Kickstarter, I don't even think I slept. So just, you know, continuing to work, continuing to, you know, share our story and what we want to do.
What advice would you have for that entrepreneur who want to get started but just don't even know where to begin in creating anything, but they have, like, the dream, but they don't know how to create a doll or not so much a doll, but whatever their creation is?
Right. I think the most important thing you can do is to just get started. And I know that sounds crazy, but you just have to start somewhere. As entrepreneurs, we tend to think that we have to have something perfect or the plan all the way together, but in actuality, we just need to get started to get that motivation and to keep going. We all have an expected end. We all have a purpose. We all have these talents and gifts. So I just say to start moving in it and don't wait and to really just get started. That's the best advice I can give.
So you feel as though you're living in your purpose?
Most definitely. Finally, I feel like I'm living in my purpose, and I feel like everything I've done up to this point was needed for this. In my last job, I used to complain to my husband at one point how I couldn't wait to leave and, you know, to be an entrepreneur and to build a business, but it just wasn't time. And I started to just appreciate where I was, because I believe everything is a stepping stone. So, you know, I just started to learn from my boss. I started to learn how to manage people, how to manage, you know, a huge budget, how to, you know, just take things where I was to make sure that I could use them for where I was going.
Awesome. So you prospered where you were planted, in other words. That's what I like to say. Just start where you are with what you have now. So that's what you did. What other question I have? So a lot of people are reaching out to you. I'm seeing you're being interviewed, making all of these headlines. How did that? Is that in the last just past 8 days? Or
yeah, it's literally been in the last 8 days. Yeah, we reached out to a lot of like hair bloggers and outlets before the Kickstarter started, and absolutely nobody responded to us. Like, not one person. And then after our Kickstarter launched, it literally just blew up. And, you know, media started coming to us and asking for interviews, and, you know, everyone just kept picking up the story. So it's literally been 8 days that this has all happened.
Wow, so this is fresh. Are you pinching yourself? Like, all of the work is paying off. All of the hard work.
All the time. Yeah, I had this moment. My husband was vlogging, and when we finally reached our goal of $25,000, it hit me. And I kind of just started breaking down and crying, and I was like, wow, like it happened, and it happened so fast. And, you know, sometimes you just have to take a second and breathe in the moment and what's happening. So it's been an awesome experience. And nobody knew I had quit my job. My mom, my dad, my sister's family, nobody knew except my husband. So it was a big, you know, sigh of relief when I could finally call them after we hit our goal and say, hey, mom, I quit my job. So it's been incredible.
So one of the things I think, well, I know a lot of people, they don't, they quit either in the middle or they give up and they don't keep going, which is why they never hit their goal. Did you ever feel a time where you just wanted to just throw in the towel?
Yes. I had a few of those times where I really just wanted to quit. I couldn't see where it was going. I started applying for jobs again, you know, because I really put my family in a place where we had to sacrifice a lot. And it's hard as a mother to see, you know, different things that your children might not be able to buy, or you can't go out to eat or go to the movies because we're working on this doll. So I had a few of those moments where I was like, okay, this isn't worth it. Let me just get a job and, you know, we can keep living how we're living. And at those moments, my husband would literally just pull me aside and say, hey, we have to keep going. This is bigger than us. We'll be okay, kind of thing. So you just have to get through it and, you know, just know that there's something on the other side, and it's not easy at all. If I would have known what was on the other side, quitting my job, just the little part, the rough patch, I would have never left. So you kind of
Wow.
you just have to get through the pain, yeah.
And the reason why I asked that question is because I want everyone to know that nobody can make it without that rough patch. We all have those rough patches. We're all human. We all feel like, oh gosh, what am I doing? I just need to go back to the safe side. But you have to take that leap, and you have to continue to believe as you did. And look where it has gotten you. I mean, it's just amazing. And the doll is beautiful, by the way. The eyes, the hair is so gorgeous. And I read where you said it took eight, or you said it took what, 8 months, 8 to 9 months, where you were testing out the hair. What made you test it for so long? Like, what were you trying to get with the natural hair?
Well, I guess for us, you know, a lot of the dolls that my daughter had previously, like after 2 weeks of her, you know, playing with the hair, the doll's hair was completely matted and tangled and half naked because she pulled the clothes off. So I just wanted to make sure that little girls would have time with their dolls to really start to learn about their own hair, and that they could, you know, really style and wash the hair and rewash it. So for me, it was just product testing to make sure that we would be delivering a good product and that, you know, the hair would live up to what we wanted it to be.
So you said you read, because I just want to talk about some of the things that you had to maybe plug into to keep you going. And one of the books you said you read was The Lean Startup. What else did you use to kind of press you forward?
Besides the lean startup, I really, honestly, I had to be in my Bible every day, just pulling different scripture that would keep me going every day, knowing that there was an expected end, knowing that, you know, the trials and tribulations, it was for something. And, you know, besides that, just always, I guess, learning and researching and, you know, figuring out how to find the right manufacturers and how dolls are made and the history of black dolls, you know, just always trying to know what you're talking about and, you know what industry you're going in and what you're trying to do. I think that's the best thing we can do as an entrepreneur.
What do you think the most pivotal moment or the most interesting moment that has happened to you thus far, in terms of just people reaching out to you? I've seen Russell Simmons had also posted it on the Global Grind, but has anything happened to you that just like wowed you from someone?
I think today, was probably like a really wild moment. Like we, I guess I can't say the name yet because it's not final, but it's, you know, a very well-known, you know, celebrity couple reached out to us saying how much they love what we're doing and how they're interested in investing. And they started,
wow,
you know, a really huge brand that everyone knows. So they just want to guide us and to offer any insight as we start. So that today, I was just like, wow, you know, like what is happening here? What are we getting ourselves into? And it's just every day has been something new. We've also had, you know, some really big brands, hair brands reach out to us just wanting to partner and include their products with the doll. So I love waking up to my email because it's literally something new every day. So those moments have been phenomenal.
I'm so inspired and amazed by the story, your story, because I can just imagine the sacrifices that you had to take, me building a media company and, you know, the things that I'm going through. I can just also imagine and identify with some of the struggles and some of the strengths and some of the blessings that come in it. And it's so inspiring today just to see where you are. And I'm happy we snatched you up early, too, before you made it real, real big and it was too hard to get you up. But right now, I just can't believe it's so soon. It's like 8 days. I think that's amazing. What do you know for sure about life?
Oh, man, I know for sure that God is working in all of our lives. I know that I can't do it all by myself. I think at one point I was trying to be superwoman, a mom, a wife, a businesswoman, and now I just try to do what I can, the best that I can. And I know that, man, life is full of ups and downs and trials and tribulations, but I fully believe once you start walking in your gift and your purpose that the doors will just open up. So just take that leap of faith, be encouraged, and just go for it.
When are we able to actually purchase the doll? Or can we do that now? I know you were raising.
Yeah, so, you know, we set a goal of $25,000, you know, to get the doll mass produced. But the cool thing with Kickstarter is that when you give us money, we have to give you back something in return. So we are doing pre-sale for the doll now through our Kickstarter campaign. So people are buying the doll now. They'll have the first edition of the doll, and we'll have it shipped to them before the holidays this fall.
Awesome. What is all of your sites, how we can continue to follow your movement and reach out?
Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram at Naturally Perfect Dolls, on Facebook at facebook.com/naturallyperfectdolls, and on Twitter at MPDolls.
And can you share one of your favorite scriptures with us?
Oh, man. I think my favorite scripture is, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. So as tough as your days be, as, you know, hard, as depressing, as, you know, just as tough as they may be, so will your strength be. So God will give you the strength to get through those days. And he'll match it up, or, you know, he'll make it even greater. So as tough as thy days, so shall thy strength be.
Well, I thank you so much, Angelica, for coming on the show, sharing your story, and for not giving up, because there's such a need out there for what you have created, what you and your family has created. It's such a need. And we'll definitely be looking forward to your dolls. I just want to talk a little bit before we let you go. I have one more question. I think we covered it well, but where do you see the line of dolls going? I know you said you want to do different Is that what you want to do, or you want to keep it strictly to our ethnic background?
I definitely want to focus on us first. I want to make sure that our beauty is properly represented first, and then we'll go into other cultures and other ethnicities, and that's something that I would have to learn about and what they struggle with. Like, I know that, you know, Latina people might have their own struggles within their culture that's not properly represented, and I don't have that knowledge because, you know, I don't come from that. So, you know, we would have to do a lot of research to really go that way. But first and foremost, I want to focus on, you know, the things that we struggle with and properly representing all of our beautiful young girls.
Well said. And that's probably why I couldn't get it out, because we were just supposed to stay right here. Tongue twisted a little bit, but I wasn't supposed to go anywhere else with it. But again, I thank you. I thank your husband. I thank your beautiful children. I love what you're doing. Again, share your website with us one more time.
Yeah, you can reach us at www.naturallyperfectdolls.com or Naturally Perfect Dolls on Facebook or Naturally Perfect Dolls on IG.
Alrighty, well, thank you. Continue to embrace life, and we will follow your story, and good luck and congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Alrighty. That was amazing, and I know I shouldn't have said it. Why can't I say it today? I don't know. But anyhow, I'm definitely going to pick up that book, The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. I have to get that because I think right now, well, I know. And you know what? I've been a little bit hypocritical because I have affirmations for my son. And we do something where I tell him what failing words are. And I put think up there. I don't know. Maybe. Impossible. I can't think. I guess is one of the weak words. Hope. There's a thin line between that. But I use that. So I have to get better. I'm saying I think. What I know for sure is that we are at a time where if you do not teach your children to embrace who they are, especially if they are African American, with all of the nonsense going on, and I hate to sound like, you know, it's segregation and I'm just putting us blacks in one box, but I'm black, okay? And my son is black, and he's 10 years old, and Tamir Rice is 12 years old, and he was gunned down by the police in Cleveland, Ohio. So I think it's very, very extremely important to teach your children and have those positive affirmations and teach them about their history. Like I said, today my son said, can we learn about how African-Americans or Africans were African-American, whatever, our history before there was slavery. And so that to me was just so phenomenal. Let me know that I'm doing my job right. But again, thank you so much for tuning in to Embrace Life Media. I'm Tiffany Monique. Make sure you're following at Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-I _ Monique. And Monday, June 1st, we will be here with It's Rich Girls and her daughter, Jada Milan. She's on Instagram, It's Rich Girls with a Z. Continue to embrace life with ambition, and make sure you are subscribed to our YouTube at Embrace Life Media. All right, thank you, everyone.
Embrace. Embrace.